Pleased to say I'm joined by the Millwall goalkeeping coach, Kevin Pressman. Kevin, should we start by talking about yesterday or not?
Yesterday's been and gone. For me, obviously we've been involved with Sheffield Wednesday for 20 years. It's a learning curve for them. You know, they've been in the doldrums for many, many years since I've left there. And, you know, it's the start of a new beginning. So they'll take it on board, hopefully become wiser and move on from there for next season.
What about today? As a coach, when does your job stop? When is it up to Jordan Archer, to David Ford?
My job's constant, to be honest. There's not only the goalkeepers, it's also making sure that as a staff, all the staff are tuned in and we've covered possibly everything that can, you know, that might crop up in a game. So yeah, my priority is the keepers, preparation. If they're not prepared now, there never will be, and I'm failing my job, perfectly honest. So for me, it's they're ready. They were ready 2 days ago. The focus now is a bigger picture. It's making sure that we as a club are fully prepared and that I support the manager and the assistants in whatever they need to achieve success today.
How pleased are you with Jordan Archer and what he's done this season with Millwall? The fans have recognised that as well, haven't they, with making him the player of the season?
Yeah, they have. He's done well. The thing that I drive home to him is it's not finished. It's not a finished article. If anybody asks me what he needs to improve on, my answer would be everything. That is what it is. You know, the day until he retires is the day he'll be striving to achieve that. If he ever accepts that he's made it, that'll be the day where his mistakes will creep in, and that's one thing I won't let happen. The biggest thing for me is, well, it's not only just Jordan's achievements, it's what David Ford and Tom King have done for him, because they've pushed him. You know, the competition in the club is huge. You know, knowing full well that anybody can step in now and take his place, so he knows that. And you've got to take your hats off. Not necessarily always the one that's playing, it's the ones behind the scenes that are pushing. Ford has helped him massively with his experience and what he's achieved himself. With also me there as well, keeping his feet on the ground. Yeah, he's done well, but it's something he's never ever going to rest on and won't be allowed to rest on. Enjoy the day, enjoy the occasion, make sure that we're victorious, and then we move on. And straight away, as soon as I might give him a week, 2 weeks off, then it start thinking about next season.
As for today, does the pressure that these players sometimes feel at the Den help when it comes to playing at Wembley, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the expectation level of the supporters is huge. You know, we are here for them. We'll be long gone and the supporters will still be here. The football club will still be here. So at the moment, we are in the privileged position to be able to carry the badge with pride and honour to allow us to hopefully achieve something and set foundations. You know, we've had 3 years probably where we haven't performed well. We seem to have now got our acts together as a football club and as a squad and as players and the manager. And it's now about us moving forward and making sure that we keep that and we take on what we've been, the responsibility we've been given, and seeing how far we can take it and achieve.
Great, Kevin, thank you very much.
No problems.
Good luck.
Cheers, thanks a lot.